And now we have a story about what happens when a hobby becomes a mission. Kevin Coombe is a DJ and a record trader in Washington, D.C., who is preserving the glory of a bygone music scene. NPR's Leah Scarpelli spent a day with him.
Kevin Coombe's record collection numbers in the thousands, filling floor-to-ceiling shelves and small cases around his apartment.
There's so many aspects of why people buy records. Some people are just trophy buyers. Some people are straight collectors. Me, I look for all kinds of independent funk and soul stuff that's good for dancing, like good for parties.
His searches have led to some really rare stuff. Singles from local funk and soul bands, mostly recorded in the 60s and 70s.
Often guys would press up 200, 500 copies of some thing that they had recorded in someone's studio basement and just, you know, scrap together enough money to put that 145 out. Then they would drive around with it in their trunk, you know, at shows, give it to people. So it would often never even leave the area.
Kevin unearthed some of this lost vinyl on eBay, in flea markets, and in tiny shops like Psalm Records in Washington, D.C.
Yo.
The walls are bright orange, plastered with old LPs and 45s. Kevin's a regular to shop owner Neil Becton.
I got a record for you, actually, Kevin.
All right, here we go.
I think it's that, I don't know if it's that rare or expensive, but it is a DC record.
These recordings are from the pre-Google age. If he wanted to find out more about them, Kevin had to do some detective work.
One of the things that I found was really strange. It's a group called The Sounds of Shay. And I looked at the record, and there were some names on the record. In this case, one of the names, it was actually pretty accessible, the person. And I went out there, and I actually met with a guy, made an appointment, met with him.
The guy was Gilbert Butch Pryor, the first of many one-time funk and soul artists Kevin has interviewed. He keeps track of his finds in an online database called DC Soul Recordings. And he's planning a book. Another artist Kevin has rediscovered is George Smallwood.
How you doing, George?
Hey, okay, come on in, man.
George is a blind keyboardist who's a one-man music machine and a human encyclopedia of songs.
Name a song, Doc. Any song.
Name a tune, and he'll play it for you his way.
Midnight. Something creeping, crawling in the dark. Under the moonlight, something just might reach and steal your heart.
Since he met Kevin, George has returned to the music scene.
I say, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be as happy, right?
Leah Scarpelli, NPR News, Washington.
Hi, everybody. My name is Leon Gibson from Washington, D.C.
You can see photos of the funk bands you just heard at NPR.org. We have begun another decade of Morning Edition from NPR News, produced on this New Year's Day by Joel Riddle and Vince Pearson, edited by Greg Myrie and Martha Wexler, and directed by Nicole Beemster-Bohr and Claudette Lindsay Haberman. Our dedicated holiday staff, many of whom time-shifted their New Year celebrations, include Steve Monroe, Lindsay Toddy, Emily Oxenschlager, Asma Khalid, Eamon Malone, Laura Krantz, and Jack Zahora. Programming the show this week is Tracy Wall. And as always, the executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.